I don't need this. He took the testament and threw it as far as he could throw it. That's what happened when a young man received a testament in a sidewalk distribution in Peru. You see, that testament went up on top of the roof and hit a man in the head who was working on the roof. That man at that moment was searching for answers and had asked God for a sign. Boom! A testament hits him in the head. The man went down on the ground to see where that testament came from, came in contact with the Gideons, and was led to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sandy had all the tools to commit suicide that she needed. She went to a remote location, put her seat back, and relaxed, and as her hands fell down beside the seat, she felt something. It was a testament. She picked that testament up, and she began to read that testament. Aborted her attempt for suicide, and ultimately was saved, and is now a child of God. She said, and I quote, "The Gideon ministry reaches to the pits of hell, which is where I was." We don't make these stories up. These are God appointments. Gideon's International is an association of Christian business and professional men dedicated to one purpose, to see the lost people come to faith in Christ. Men, women, boys, and girls coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's our single and solitary purpose. And that's why I'm in this ministry, is because that is our single and sole purpose. We seek to serve our Lord in accomplishing this purpose through personal witnessing, distributing God's word, copies you provide as a church in partnership with the Gideons. The most urgent need in our world today is God's word. Would you not agree with that? The most urgent need that we have in our world. God has burdened us to partner with the church to get the word of God to the entire world. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," in accordance with the scripture we read this morning, Mark 16:15, "and spread the word, not to make a difference, but to make the difference." The world has a right to know Jesus. I truly believe that. The world has a right to know Jesus. Who's going to tell them about Jesus? We are. That's His children. The world has this right, and we must saturate the world of over 7.3 billion people with the good news contained in His Word. Well, how do we do it? First of all, we've got to get on our knees in prayer before God as a church. We've got to get on our knees as we have with the Gideons and the auxiliary, which are the wives of Gideons who pray. That is their ministry, to pray for this ministry. Anita, actually we have two Anitas in the same row. My wife Anita and Anita Coley. Both of them are members of the auxiliary, and there's other members of the auxiliary. There's other Gideons, Jim Wells and Ken Shockley and many of you others. How many of you are Gideons this morning or have been Gideons, know the ministry? Praise God for an awesome representation this morning of the Gideon ministry. But we believe that the power of prayer is the foundational part of this ministry. And that's how we do it. And then we've got to take that prayer, put legs under it, and take scriptures purchased in partnership with the church and distribute them all over the world. Every time your heart beats, almost 2.5 scriptures are being distributed in the world today. From 1908 to 2001, 1 billion scriptures were distributed in the world. George W. Bush received the 1 billionth scripture back in 2001. God has accelerated. God has accelerated the distribution so that on April 28th, 2015, just a few months ago, 14 years later after George received the 1 billionth, the 2 billionth scripture was distributed. 93 years it took for 1 billion, less than 14 years for the second billion. Now that's a relevant ministry, isn't it? Out there doing the work of spreading the word of God. And you are a part of that as a partner with the Gideons in this church. And we're so thankful for you. We're not prepared to be complacent or become lukewarm in this ministry. We have a plan and we have a vision. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. Our worldwide vision is to accelerate our distributions from the 84.7 million that we distributed this last year to 120 million by the year 2020. We call it the 2020 vision. We believe it's a God thing. He will inspire us and you as our partners to meet this goal. We distribute it in 200 countries and over 100 languages. But listen to this. 182 of those 200 countries cannot afford to purchase scriptures to meet the demands. We're blessed in the United States. Don't you feel blessed of God to be a part of this great land and have the blessings of God upon our lives where we can be able to reach out to the rest of the world? We supply 80% of the funds to purchase scriptures around the world from the United States. We now have orders, and I can show you on a computer, 7.7 million scriptures are on order right now waiting for funds to distribute them around the world. And thank God we just sent out this past week to 35 different countries, 6.4 million. God, this is a relevant ministry, and God is doing amazing things around the world. And I had the privilege this past January and February, as Pastor mentioned, to go to Tanzania on an international scripture blitz. 23 men, actually Tanzania is in Southeast Africa, right on the Indian Ocean. And 23 of us Gideons from around the world went to Tanzania to be able to distribute God's word. 16 of those Gideons were from the United States. 7 were from national associations like Australia, Norway, Sweden, Germany, British Isles, South Korea, and South Africa. What a privilege it was to be able to participate in the scripture blitz. We flew into Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, spent a week in Dar es Salaam as in the entire team, spreading the gospel to millions of people within that area. We couldn't do all that we needed to do in a week. But we went, in these two-week time period, to over 500 schools. The second week that we were there, we went to the Kilimanjaro region, which many of you are familiar with, the Kilimanjaro Mountain. I didn't get to climb it, but it was a beautiful place to see. Tanzania is 35% Muslim, 35% traditional African religions, and 30% Christian influence. Now, that tells me that we had a work to be able to do in that land. And this is what I love. I took 1,400 pictures when I was there, so we should get out by 6 o'clock tonight. But I'm not going to show you all the pictures. But I love these pictures of these eyes. I love these pictures of these thankful young people receiving copies of God's Word, the boxes of scriptures that were stored in the warehouses, getting those out and distributing those. It was an amazing, amazing task. The children carrying the Bibles for us, they would not let us carry Bibles at all. They would carry those boxes from classroom to classroom until we finished the distributions. They received the scriptures, both the traditional religions and the Muslim religions. They received these scriptures, much to my amazement. Some of the Muslims did not receive the scriptures. But when they got out in the parking lot, they would begin to talk to the other students, and they'd say, "What did you have?" And they would share back and forth copies of God's Word that were received, hands reaching out with these scriptures towards others to be able to receive the scriptures. And it was just more, almost overwhelming to be able to keep up with the distributions to these young people and the thrill and the thankfulness. One particular school, when we got done with the scripture distribution, began to sing to us. I'll tell you what, I melted when they began to sing to us the thankfulness. This thankfulness comes back to you as a church as well, because you provided or persisted in providing those scriptures to these kids in classrooms that were packed full of young people. Many of them didn't have a desk of their own. Many of them sat on the floor and did their studies. They didn't have books. They didn't have textbooks. All they had was a workbook that they would write what the teacher wrote on the board. I love these eyes. I could look at this picture all day long. Just a beautiful sight of seeing these young people so thankful to receive copies of God's Word. We handed out envelopes giving the kids an opportunity to be able to share with us and with you their thankfulness for the Scripture. And this particular one, I can't read the screen back there. It's too far. I'm old. But my name is Terrence. I want to thank you for the Bible. This is to you, church. My name is Terrence. I want to thank you for the Bible because I did not have a Bible. May God bless you and have a good heart. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed in the thing which I sent it. We stand upon that scripture because God's word, when it goes out, it could end up in a trash can, and somebody could pick it up and be able to find the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. As we distributed scriptures in Tanzania, two Gideons distributed to a school. They distributed 600 testaments to these students. And as they finished the distribution, they were standing there, and a young boy came up to them, and he said, "My Bible's different than everybody else's Bible." And they said, "What do you mean?" The cover on the outside was the same as all the other Bibles. And they looked inside the Bible, and the language was in Portuguese. Now, the Bibles that we were distributing were in Swahili, but this Bible was in Portuguese. And they said, "Well, we'll be glad to exchange your Bible for a Bible like everyone else." "Oh, no, my father speaks Portuguese. He needs this Bible." Now, tell me that we don't serve a mighty God that can put one Bible amongst 600 Bibles and go 10,000 miles across the world and get it to a young boy whose father spoke Portuguese that needs a Bible. I think we need to give God a hand for his praise, and what he deserves all the praise and all the honor for what he does with his scriptures. 313,272 scriptures were distributed in the two-week time frame that we were in Africa. So that was my Tanzania in short form. But what about in Missouri? What about locally here in Missouri? And I've listed colleges. Many of you may have attended some of these colleges, like Mizzou in Columbia, of 9,178, Missouri Western in St. Joe, Missouri State University in either Springfield or Cape Girardeau, University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg, Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla, 23,905 scriptures distributed just this past month in those particular colleges, and we have seven more this next month in October that we're in now to be able to distribute scriptures. Pastor mentioned St. Louis. We did an international scripture blitz in 2008, distributed 250,000 scriptures, and we've continued that to now we're over 300,000 in the inner city of St. Louis, where no one else wants to go. But we were there, and God led us through the Holy Spirit to distribute those scriptures. And it's exciting because next year at this time, on the very last week of October, we will be distributing an international scripture blitz in Kansas City with the same objective, to win men, women, boys, and girls to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about Joplin Emerson. Joplin Emerson received a testament from a Gideon's in a high school parking lot through a car window at the age of 16. He said he didn't know why, but with the mess that his life was in with drugs and alcohol, that the Bible kept hanging around in his sight. He came to a point one morning as he woke up and was ready to commit suicide at the age of 20. But as he thought about it, he thought, "What if hell is real? If it is," he knew, "that's where he would go." He didn't believe in God, didn't know how to pray, but he picked up that testament that had been around for 4 years that the Gideons had given him at school and said, "God, if you're real, I give you 30 days to show yourself." To think of someone saying something like that before God. But he opened up that Bible and turned to Matthew 7:7 and said, where it says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened." And he said to himself, "That's crazy. There are no stipulations on what you can ask." But he continued to say, "God, I give you 30 days to show yourself real." Well, he thought, "I've got to do my part if I'm asking God to show himself real." So he began attending church locally. And as he attended the church in his hometown, he just felt cold. Everybody knew him, knew his background, all that. And so he just felt cold within the community that he was in. So he decided to go to another town nearby and go to church. So he went to that town, and he walked into the church, and he sat up close to the front, And he listened to the message that day. And at the end of the service, a 72-year-old woman put her hand on his back and said, "Have you been here before?" And he said, "No." And she said these four words, "Would you come back?" And he thought to himself, she asked me to come back. And so he decided, you know, with my raggedy clothes, my gang symbols on my clothes, my ponytail, all the things that are a part of me, and she asked me to come back. And so he went back the next week, and he sat up close to the front again, and the pastor preached. The pastor preached with conviction. He preached with passion. He preached the message of Christ. And the more that he heard the message that the pastor preached, the more convicted that he felt, and he said to himself, "I want what that man has." And at the end of the service, he made his way to the altar, and he bowed before God, and he said, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, and God completely delivered him from drugs and alcohol, and now Joplin Emberson is a pastor just outside of Oklahoma City. You can look him up online, and there are thousands of people that have been impacted with one testament passed through a car window from a school. What a great God that we serve to be able to allow us to do the work that we do and see his mighty hand. This morning, I want to sum this up with just three things that I think are the message of the day for us as members of the church. Number one, we've got to be obedient to God in the call that he has. We talked about the Holy Spirit in Sunday school this morning and how the Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit guides us to be faithful as Gideons and as Christians. And as this Gideon handed this 16-year-old young man a testament through the car window in obedience to God, he knew in his own mind that he probably wouldn't read it, but he handed it to him anyway as obedience. That's all we got to do, is just be obedient. God does the rest of the work. The second thing is that the 72-year-old woman asked the young man this question, "Would you come back?" I hope those four words ring in your heart and your mind as you go forth from this place today and come and see people, no matter what they look like, no matter what their background is or whatever, that we could say those four words to them as they come into our church and we see them here. Would you come back? The third thing is that a preacher preached with passion and conviction. We need that renewed passion within our lives to be able to continue doing the work of the Lord that he's given us to do. So what can you do as a part of the church? And you are doing all these things, so I'll just go through them rather quickly this morning. But first of all, prayer is foundational. Second of all, if you feel the tug of the Holy Spirit as God's word is proclaimed this morning, and to go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature, and you feel that tug to distribute scriptures as a part of this ministry, I'd be happy to talk to you and lead you through the process. Any of the other Gideons within this church would be happy to do so as well. Also, you can become a friend of the Gideons. This is a new program that we have that anybody can be a part of the Gideons through being a friend of the Gideons. This is both a financial and a prayer partnership with the Gideons to see God's word spread all over the world. And it includes some awesome things of getting magazines with testimonies and stuff that you can be able to share and in this ministry on an ongoing basis. We also have the Life Book, and I saw the little book of John that was showing a while ago. This is the book of John. I don't know if you've seen this in your church or have participated in it, but it's an opportunity for students to have the Word of God, the book of John, take these to school and spread them peer-to-peer to their fellow students. We have a difficult time getting in schools in today's world, but this is an avenue that God has opened up to be able to spread his word amongst our school children and make an impact. You can also be a financial contributor through your church bulletin this morning. There's a QR code that you can use on an ongoing basis, or a tab that you can tear off and participate in the Gideon ministry on an ongoing basis, or through the offering this morning. $11 a month buys a case of Bibles a year, or 25 hotel Bibles. And we will be back at the back of the service at the end today to be able to accept your offerings for for buying copies of God's Word. We also have the Gideon Card Program. I saw that you have a rack in the back where you can participate on an ongoing basis by sending in recognition, I'm thinking of you, or in memory cards for various occasions, and give Bibles and people's names to be able to let their legacy go on and on. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That verse is followed up in verse 19 and 20, that say, so then the Lord Jesus Christ, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. All we do is go into the world, and God then confirms the word and shows signs. The miracles, the testimonies that I shared with you this morning are signs of a God that follows his word and confirms it in the hearts and lives of people. Thank you very much this morning for inviting us and allowing us to share about the Gideon ministry, a very relevant ministry in our world today. And I hope that you participate in buying scriptures to the glory of God. Thank you. Thank you.